Jeremy Hunt has promised to tackle the cost of living crisis in the UK and rebuild the economy there as he set out plans for tax rises and spending cuts. It comes as Britain's Office of Budgetary Responsibility said that the UK is now officially in recession. Speaking in the House of Commons this morning as he delivered his autumn statement, Mr. Hunt said that there would be a shallower downturn as a result of his measures.
In the face of unprecedented global headwinds, families, pensioners, businesses, teachers, nurses, and many others are worried about the future. So today we deliver a plan to tackle the cost of living crisis and rebuild our economy.
Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt, we can talk now to our London correspondent John Kilrain. John, it's not much of an advertisement for your measures to say that they'll result in a shallower downturn that might otherwise have been the case.
Well, yes, they were trying to say that, look, they're facing economic difficulties. They say the Office for Budget Responsibility agrees that the inflation, which is topping 11% at the moment, is primarily due to global factors. And they say they're going to deal with these in a compassionate way, and that people who can afford it are going to pay more. And it's true that the top earners are going to pay an extra £1,200 sterling a year. That's because of an increase in the top rate of tax. And also the energy companies, they're going to see quite a substantial increase in the windfall tax. It's going to go up to now to 35%. However, millions of other workers are going to see their tax take increase because all allowances are going to be frozen now until 2028. And also the spending cuts, it's going to be half tax rises, half spending cuts. They're not going to start for another 2 years, which will take it until after the next election. But after that, many departments are going to see big cuts in real terms because overall the public spending is going to go up by 1%. Some departments like health and education are going to be protected. So other departments are going to see big cuts. Mm-hmm. And also public sector workers are going to see pay cuts in real terms next year.
And none of this is going to stop the UK's economy from contracting. Already, according, as we were saying there, to this Office of Budgetary Responsibility, they believe Britain is in recession.
They are, and that it's going to, the British economy is going to contract by 1.7% next year. This time around, the budgetary measures have been held in conjunction with the OBR, who are going to make forecasts for the economic future based on these budgetary measures. But according to the OBR, then in 2024, the economy will start picking up again. And that's the basis for Jeremy Hunt's claim that because of these measures, the recession that's coming will be shallower than it would have been otherwise.
And in relation to the politics of all this, the measures represent an absolute U-turn on what Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng were planning just a month or two ago. But presumably Tory MPs have no option but to go along with this.
Well, that's the point. They're trying to reassure the markets that they've got a steady hand. But you can't help but notice that what's announced in this budget, tax rises, accepting a recession, is the complete opposite of what another British government announced just a couple of months ago. And these tax rises go against the grain of the Tory party. And there's a lot of people like John Redwood and Ian Duncan Smith saying these tax rises are going to deepen the recession. The normal Tory way of dealing with it is to cut spending and keep taxes low. It's a very social democratic budget because there are a lot of protections in there. The pensions are going to go up in line with inflation. Benefits are going to go up in line with inflation. Right. And there's going to be more targeted help for those with their energy bills after the current scheme ends next April.
Very good. John Kilrain, thank you for that.